My great uncle was a master carpenter. I can still remember his old workshop, the creak of the wooden floors under my bare feet, the tools hanging, glistening from hooks on the wall behind his workbench. Oh, and the smells, the sweet aroma of sawdust hanging in the air, the smell of varnish and stain coming from many open cans spread over the shelves lining the room. It was a room to heal what was broken, a place to restore life to what was once forgotten, a shop built to renew old things. His shop was made to renew old furniture, but have you ever longed for your own place of healing, for restoration and renewal? Well, this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is a reflection on restoration. You may feel isolated and forgotten by God, but there is hope in the promise of forgiveness and God's divine restoration and renewal. So begin by allowing this time and this place to become a retreat of divine protection, a moment to be renewed by the Holy Father, restored by the Son, and recovered by the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of understanding by listening and then responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 40. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, protect and renew me. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength. So Lord God, protect and renew me. But those who wait for the Lord will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising towards the sun. So Lord God, protect and renew me. Those who wait for the Lord will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. So Lord God, thank you for protecting and renewing me. For a moment longer, rest in the divine presence. God is not absent. He is here. So be renewed. So have you ever longed for a place of healing, restoration, and renewal? We'll take a moment now to scan your body for what feels disconnected from God's design for you. Does your mind ever feel depleted? Your soul neglected? What emotions rise to the surface as you face your brokenness? How does your body respond? Be honest with the sensations, and remember you are secure and sheltered here in the protection of God's renewing presence. For another moment, center on that renewal. Center on being restored. Center on the rebirth of your inner self offered by the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Center too on your breathing. bring your attention to your breath now. Don't control it, just simply notice it. Notice the slow rise of each deep breath. Be mindful of it rising. And be aware of how each breath restores and renews you. Even in the safety of God's arms, you may still have recurring thoughts of your own brokenness. Well, let those notions be a reminder to return to your breathing and whisper the words, "Lord God, protect and renew me." Let the word renew be your sacred word and prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 from the New King James Version is a portion of a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the early church in Corinth. They had been struggling with divisions and quarrels. This was his call for their renewal. So imagine these words now as a personal note from Paul to you, for your own renewal and restoration. My dear friend in the faith, I know better than most that life can be threatening and leave you feeling vulnerable, but do not lose heart. Even though your outward flesh is perishing, the inward person is being renewed day by day. What in that passage spoke to your heart? Well, listen once more for any emotive effect this scripture passage has on you. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. What words from this passage are still ringing true in your mind? Well, take this next minute for the Holy Spirit to guide you into deeper contemplation. Listen once more, but contemplate now on this wider passage from the New Living Translation. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen, for the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what were you thinking as you listened to these words? Let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to the passage again, but from the New International Version. Dear Lord God, by your grace and mercy, keep me from losing heart. Grant me to remember that though outwardly I am wasting away, inwardly I'm being renewed day by day. My light and momentary troubles are achieving for me an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And for this, I give you all praise, honor, glory, and thanks in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. What emotions did you feel that you want to express to God now in this time of prayer? Well, take another minute for this scripture passage to become your personal prayer. Idle your thoughts and enjoy God as you reflect in a moment of imaginative contemplation. I want you to return to the passage from Isaiah that we read in response. Be among those in the nation of Judah to whom Isaiah was writing. They had lived in decades of threats of destruction. They had no hope in their own efforts to thwart the enemies that surrounded them. They had no place to turn. So take a moment and feel that level of sad desperation for them and perhaps for you. The first step in recovery is to admit you are powerless and that your life has become unmanageable. The second step is to come to believe that a power higher than yourself can restore you to sanity. And the third step is to decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God. There it is. Turning your will and your life over to God. So take this minute to contemplate your emotions as you ponder that. Turning your will and life over to God, who will restore you to sanity. As you navigate your way, be aware of moments when you may experience thoughts of brokenness, a longing to be restored. Celebrate that yearning as the first step towards recovery and renewal. And be mindful, too, of another you may meet along the path seeking their own first step towards healing. Who do you know that has a hunger to be restored to God? Ponder that as you receive this prayer of benediction to remember not to lose heart. Even though your outward flesh is perishing, the inward person is being renewed day by day. So may you know the restorative work of Christ the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and accept the protection and renewing presence of God at this moment and always. And no matter whether at morning or dusk, remain here as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, protect and renew me. Stay here being protected, renewed and restored by the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.